Over the weekend, the Prime Minister signalled the federal government may be prepared to rethink its commitment to using Kyoto carryover credits to ensure Australia meets its 2030 target under the Paris Agreement. He's still ruling out a carbon tax, increasing electricity prices, or writing off high-emission industries, though. John Connor is the CEO of the Carbon Market Institute, a peak industry body for businesses working on the transition to net zero emissions. He's told me he's confident Australia can meet its 2030 target without using the Kyoto carryover credits.
But it may need to tighten some of its policy parameters, and I'm talking about existing policy here. The government has options. They are reviewing what they call the safeguard mechanism, which is a compliance mechanism for some of our bigger emitters. They are reviewing a whole other range of technology strategies. We saw a hydrogen strategy come out at the end of last year. There's an electric vehicle strategy to come out. The government's announced, the Minister Taylor told COAG about a technology investment roadmap. And amongst all of that is also a commitment to develop a mid-century plan, and which is one in which many countries are using to have a net zero emissions strategy. And all of that can be bundled in to a evolution of policy that can back can work without using Kyoto carryover.
Yes, the Prime Minister often refers to Australia's high uptake of renewable energy, but is that enough to make the difference, though, alone?
No, not in the view of many. The big problem is that there was a 2020 target. There's now question marks about what might drive a renewable energy investment moving forward. There's considerable debate on the Clean Energy Council is saying already that investment is stalling. So there is big questions about the future of areas, in particular, not only in renewable energy, but in these other key areas across the economy.
What are businesses you work with saying about the proposed use of the Kyoto carryover credits? Are they in favour?
Well, we did our annual survey of business attitudes just at the end of last year, and some 76% of business respondents said Australia shouldn't be using the Kyoto carryover. We saw 83% of those saying that we should have a net zero target by 2050, and almost universal, 96% said that Australia needs to have stronger policies. Otherwise, the more we delay, we're going to have a more abrupt and forceful policies, which could be even more damaging economically. So business people out there know that we need to have some tightening of our policies. And I actually happen to think that there's some opportunities there for the government in 2020 to evolve their policy mix and drive some of these changes.
Did any of the big emitters take part in that survey?
Yes, indeed. We had over a third of respondents were from big emitters. So this is an annual survey we do across industry, and some 80% of those were in CEOs, senior management, or at the boardroom level.
The Prime Minister has flagged perhaps not having to use the credits. What chance do you think he's got of getting his colleagues in the government to back him on that?
Well, I think there's every chance, but I do think we need to use this year to see some significant evolution of the government's policies and use the reviews and strategy preparation commitments they've got. To get us there. This is about planning for a transition. We can do this, but we do need some clearer guidance, and we certainly need some development in areas where government policy is uncertain, and that not only includes renewable energy, electric vehicles, hydrogen they're stepping up on. There's areas in terms of carbon capture and storage. There are significant opportunities for land-based management, so it's part of the discussion around the bushfire recovery. There's been already some very good stories about farmers who have been using carbon farming through the government's Emissions Reduction Fund to better manage their land. And so that's part of the mix that, needs to be discussed. And all of this is that recognising that the pressure internationally is continuing to grow, and really the spotlight has been put on Australia. We can move from a poster child of climate inaction to one that's properly leading the climate effort, and which is so clearly now in our national interest.
John Connor, the CEO of the Carbon Market Institute.